Clearwater Lodge proprietor Kevin Ewing was hustling on a recent afternoon to help a crew set up a satellite TV system in time for his customers to catch that evening's pro football opening day games.
All we had before was just local channels, you know, just local TV, but now we're getting the satellites.
Ewing says he isn't converting the lodge into some kind of sports bar. The satellite TV system's just one of the many upgrades he's added in hopes of attracting more customers to the new lodge, which he's spent more than $1 million building, while at the same time preserving the funky, familiar feel of the old lodge.
The only thing that I knew was going to be hard to reestablish is the atmosphere. You know, the old lodge had that comfortable, come in, sit down, everybody knows you, you know, type of deal. And getting that back with a new building, I knew was going to be tough.
The new 7,200-square-foot lodge is more than twice as big as the old one. The exterior is framed with big, rough-milled timbers, including the big gables that soar over the front and back entrances and make the structure look more like a chalet than the log cabin built in 1954 that housed the old lodge. Ewing included some design touches to give the new lodge a rustic appearance, like the specially coated roofing that looks like it's rusting, and reclaimed wood siding that's finished to look faded and weather-beaten.
That's why I wanted to try and make the building look like it'd been here, so when you pulled up, it didn't look like a sterile new building that, you know, everybody kind of had to take their shoes off to come into.
The new structure does not, however, include the aroma of cigarette smoke and creosote that emanated from the treated timbers that were used for the old lodge's foundation. The new lodge is built on a concrete foundation, and the bar is smoke-free. Ewing's attention to aesthetic detail impressed Jenny Simmons and her husband, Grant, a couple of tourists from Kansas City who were advised to check out the lodge while they're in town.
I love the exterior wood planks, the different colors in the wood.
They were equally impressed with the interior, which they got to see when Ewing invited them along for an impromptu tour.
I was taking pictures of the back of it, the front of it, the doors, everything. It's amazing.
They marveled at the salmon and grayling motifs carved into the timbers and cast in concrete inlays on the back deck in celebration of the Clearwater's legendary fishing tradition, which, along with snow machine races, attracted sizable crowds during the 1960s and 70s. And they were impressed by more subtle touches that commemorate the old lodge, like the weathered planks that Ewing used to build a facade along the front of the bar.
This was a tongue and groove I'd pulled off the roof before it burned, and I had stacked it, thinking, I'll use it someday for something. Well, yeah, and it was everything else was a total loss. There was nothing left.
The bar top, made from a big slab of birch, holds many bits and pieces of mementos entombed beneath a clear coat finish, including gold nuggets from a nearby mine and a set of keys.
Those were the keys that locked up the building the night it burns.
The May 14th, 2014 fire changed everything for Ewing and his wife, Patsy. It wiped out the family business and their plans for life after he finally retires from his pipeline job at Pump Station 9. It led to months of legal wrangling that finally ended in conviction of the arsonist and haggling with insurance companies over claims and lenders to secure financing for the new lodge. Ewing believes the stress of the ordeal is at least partly to blame for Patsy's death a few months after the fire due to health-related causes. He doesn't like to talk much about that, but he says with a note of irony in his voice that all the publicity about the fire and its aftermath seems to have boosted interest in his new venture.
He not only burned this place down, but a few months later, he burned down his next-door neighbor, which was a school teacher here in town, tried to burn her house down in a robbery. Stole a bunch of stuff and then tried to burn it down.
Ewing hopes all that publicity will serve a good cause and boost interest in the lodge in the months ahead after he completes work on two big banquet rooms that he hopes to rent out beginning this holiday season. And he'll need that interest for more projects that'll follow.
When the restaurant's done and open, you're just going to relax?
No. I got a couple more building projects I want to do.
Those projects include some apartments he'd like to build to enable customers to stick around for a while, and a retirement home that he'd like to build on a piece of land just upriver from the lodge. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.